Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Come on!
Happy Christmas!
Where the big swinge, W-S-I-N-J.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Why would you do that to us?
I don't know.
Freaking worst. Unprotected puppet sex.
Yeah, I would agree.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
Isn't Columbus, you were talking about Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Isn't that where they're trying to change the name to Flavortown?
Well, I don't know.
Because of what's-his-nuts?
Yeah. Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Isn't that where it was?
Yeah. They've got like 50,000 people, but something tells me it's not going to become Flavortown, although it should be. That's fantastic.
Well, if they have to change it to something.
Where are you from, Flavortown?
Oh. Also at Master Bedroom News.
Okay.
So we were talking about how the Master Bedroom, the term Master Bedroom.
Yeah, it's come under fire.
It has come under fire because, of course... Well,
everything's coming under fire.
Slave master.
Yeah. And we asked the question, is that where it originates from, or is it just an unfortunate name?
Well, I was reading on my favorite real estate blog. They were talking about this.
You have a favorite real estate blog?
It's in my top five.
Okay.
Of real estate blogs.
All right.
And
how many real estate blogs do you consume?
73. But this is a good one.
Seems like a lot, but Rob would be the expert.
I read about real estate.
Yeah.
The phrase master bedroom is not derived from plantation farming and slavery, but this was several years ago. They did a survey of major Washington, D.C. home builders and found that 60% of them had ceased using the phrase.
Really?
Because it is also inherently male, so it is gendered.
The master can't be a gal?
Well, it originated from the idea of the head of the household, the master, the man.
Sure.
I don't know how you feel about that, but in the 1900s, it really rose to prominence because of the Sears catalog, where home floor plans, you know, they constantly change, right?
Okay.
As society changes, like now you get the big open floor plans where everybody hangs together. You know, it used to be that, you know, everything was sectioned off. And
sure.
For the longest time, it was just like, have you ever been to like some of the old 17, you know, like the homes in the 1700s? It was just like one multi-use room where people would cook and eat and drink and socialize. And
yeah.
So the Sears catalog, like in the 1900s, the Sears catalog started advertising these homes that had the master bedroom upstairs. And this was had the main main bedroom upstairs. And this was the first time they called it a master's bedroom.
Okay.
With a private bathroom. In the 1926 Sears catalog.
But we still not.
First recorded use of the phrase master bedroom.
But we still don't want to call it that now just because of...
And you could buy that for $4,398.
Seems like a good deal.
Beautiful home.
Whenever I hear Master of the House, I think of like the Les Mis song, right? Master of the House, doling out the charm. Is it ready with the handshake and something or other that I can't remember? That's the Les Mis song. Whenever I hear Master of the House, that's what I think of.
Well, we've got news out of St. Louis.
Wait, so can we no longer call it a master bedroom?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know what
it's not for me to decide.
Will you call
you know what they're calling it now?
Call yours a master bedroom.
I will call it the owner's bedroom.
Okay. Because you have a master suite, but that's even worse than having a master bedroom.
Is it? You tell me. I don't know. I don't know the rules. All I know is they're pivoting from master to owner's bedroom in real estate.
Okay.
And I know that because I read 73 real estate blogs a day.
Owner's bedroom.
And one of them in the top five told me that.
I'm going to go home and feel very good about my tiny ass owner's bedroom. Isn't it a little troublesome when you see it? Like, I bought my house for location, but it does bother me that they wasted so much square footage throughout the house and didn't get a bigger owner's bedroom. Like,
you're pissed off now?
A little bit.
About the floor plan of the home you bought?
Yes.
And you knew going in was going to be small for your bedroom?
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't a consideration for you then, but now it is.
Oh, it was, but I, again.
Because now you're selfish.
I bought the house specifically for where it was at.
I think it's because he's updated some of it, and now he realizes his bedroom is teensy tiny.
Yeah, the bedroom sucks.
Teensy tiny? Like, how big? 10 by 10? What do you got? What do you got in there?
I don't know, but it's small. The bathroom's small, the closet's small, everything's small.
Now, is it possible for you to extend said bedroom? Are you near, like, a garage roof that you could maybe build out over or something?
No, I'd have to, like, break out a wall and, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Not going to happen.
If you have a do you have a king-size bed?
Yes.
Do you have enough room to walk between the king-size bed and either of the walls? And both of the walls, side walls?
Yes.
Two nightstands fit?
Yeah, two. There you go. That's a good question.
Yes, but the nightstands are essentially against the bed and against the wall.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that helps.
So the maximum amount of space is...
At the foot of
the
bed.
The maximum amount of space is basically two nightstands and a king bed.
So that's probably... And then which you have to have a door.
Yes.
So that's probably a 12.
Sure.
And then on the foot of the bed, do you have room to put like a piece of furniture and still walk?
There is a dresser in front of it and then about a 2-foot clearance. So again... It's big enough to fit a bedroom set, and that is it.
That bitch is probably a 12 by 12.
Probably.
Man. You are slumming it.
How often do you spend time in the bedroom outside of when you're sleeping, right?
Quite a bit.
Oh. I do too.
Yeah.
I love my master's quarters. I mean, my owner's quarters? What do you call it? What?
Your owner's quarters?
My owner's quarters. That sounds just as bad as...
Yes. Owner sounds just as bad as master.
In the bathroom in the...
What am I supposed to say?
The bathroom in the closet?
The parents' bedroom.
I can put my arms out to the side and touch both walls.
The dad room? The what? What'd you say?
Bathroom and closet, I can extend my arms and touch both walls. It's not big. So what is that, like maybe 6 feet?
Man.
Yeah. It's not big.
Yeah, and then, you know... Right. See, like, this guy brings up NBA players don't want to call... The person who owns their team and owner.
Yeah.
So we can't call.
The owner name is not a good name.
Yeah.
How about just bedroom one?
Well, I think
bedroom two.
Main bedroom?
Main bedroom.
How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
But does that give a connotation that I'm more important than the person in the other?
You're in the main bedroom.
You are getting the benefit
equality
of the main bedroom.
Like, they're not equal. My kids' rooms aren't equal to mine. As small as mine are, theirs are even smaller. Screw them.
What's
that's
the power rankings of their bedrooms?
No, there's only 3 bedrooms, and both bedrooms are the exact same crappy size. And then there's mine, which is slightly bigger than
that's
the other
socialism.
Two. Oh, yeah. There's no favorites there. Although I did let my son
It's you
pick.
Pushing the global left socialism thing.
Yeah, me and George Soros. I did let the older boy pick the bedroom that he got to have, even though... there's no difference between the bedrooms. He got to pick.
What about the commandant's room? I love that one.
All right.
Is there a cool, like, can it be like the general? The general bedroom? The general's bedroom?
I do like that.
Ooh.
Commander-in-chief's bedroom?
We have somebody else who reads 73 real estate blogs.
Yeah.
And said that they've seen it called the primary bedroom.
Nah, I don't like that. That's lame. What? I don't want to go stay in the primary bedroom. Now, this is the good one. Go Big Cat Executive Bedroom.
Ooh.
That is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to go, like, if you're trying to impress someone, hey, you want to come see my primary bedroom? No. You want to see the executive bedroom? Maybe.
How about the big dog's room?
Are the kids' bedrooms middle management rooms at this point?
Oh, that's like mailroom stuff.
Subordinates, like, eh.
Yeah, it just...
But at least that's based on a company and not on the racial thing.
Yeah, I like...
Yeah, I'm in the second middle management room over here.
I like...
My dad's got the executive.
Of all the ones coming in, I like either the executive or the captain's quarters. Because on a ship, you got the captain's quarters. That's a solid one, too. Because, again, you got to let all the other wieners in your house, all the dumbasses, know, hey, I'm in charge. I'm in charge here. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Okay, we'll get to St. Louis news next, okay?
All right. By the way, I don't know, guys. I don't know if this is weird.
Okay.
I thought about this, and I wanted to throw this out. I had a good friend of mine
growing up. I'm trying to break.
It's not going to happen.
I would like it noted for the record. I'm trying to break.
All right, Rob. You can't make that excuse, though, because every time Sue tries to break,
I'm trying to stall.
I'm asking this because I thought it was so bizarre at the time, and I've never seen its equal. So growing up, there was a good friend of mine that I spent a lot of time over at his house. Parents were divorced, okay? So it was just him and his mom in the house after a period of time. He had the master bedroom. Wait, the executive bedroom. Not the mom.
Why?
I don't know, but it blew me away.
Maybe she didn't want to sleep in there because of all of the, you know, she's divorced and she's like,
memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't ever.
I'm going to switch rooms.
I didn't know how to, like, quite frankly, bring that up, but he had the executive bedroom. It with a separate entrance, like a patio door on it, the bathroom, the whole deal.
Well, there you go. That's probably why. A separate entrance. She's like, I don't want to know what you're doing. You take it.
But if he had the...
Right? Like,
that wouldn't make any sense if she wanted, like, she just wanted to give him total reign. He could do whatever he wanted.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just thought it was really... The first time I went over there, I was like, oh, my God, dude, what's up with your room? And he's like, I'm like, this is the biggest kid's bedroom I've ever seen. And it wasn't like a mansion or anything. It was a normal house. And he was like, yeah, it's the master bedroom. And I was like,
That's certainly out of the box thinking, but maybe she's just a super cool mom.
I don't know.
She's like, hey, you could use this room more than I could, so why don't you have it?
Never seen it before. I've never seen its equal.
Interesting. All right. St. Louis news next on The Fan.
Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, primetime St. Louis, where things are getting wild. The mayor there in St. Louis released the names of people who wanted to defund police there.
Yeah, he read them out. She read them out loud, and then their addresses, which, it's probably not the best idea.
Yeah, people didn't like that.
No.
As you can imagine. And so what happened was some protesters in St. Louis marched towards the mayor's home.
Yeah, demanding her resignation.
Well... one of the neighbors on the way to the mayor's home was saying, not up in here.
Yeah.
And it was, and I don't know, their names have not been published. I don't know if they will be, but it's a man and a woman.
They're calling them Karen and Ken.
They are white. They are middle-aged.
They're exactly what you would think when you think of St. Louis middle-aged, wealthy, white people.
And they are pissed.
Including Ken and his way-too-tight pink polo tucked in thusly into his Dockers.
And that is exactly how he is dressed.
And that belt is struggling.
Boy, it is. He's got that thing super tight. I will never understand the fat gut super tight belt tuck in. Like, that's just like, because he's not like an obese guy.
Don't you think?
No, there are clothes that hide that.
Yeah,
Ken.
He's not an obese guy or anything. He's just a little paunchy, but boy, he has that thing cinched in.
I've always thought that that was kind of a way to hold things in place, maybe.
Like a girdle, but with the belt?
Yeah.
I think the key here is he's dressed like that, but he's barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has no shoes he's on.
Well, look.
So that means that he's hanging out at his really, really opulent mansion.
Like that.
Shoes off, but... full polo shirt tucked in with belt and Dockers on.
He's ready to go.
What are you doing?
And his AR-15 ready to go.
Yeah, so he has
a moment's notice.
He has an AR-15. He has a rifle.
Yeah.
She has a little handgun, like from Austin Powers.
Yeah,
the tiniest handgun ever.
Yeah, she's got a little British gun. And she's holding it, again, like you would think a weird middle-aged white woman would.
She has never touched that gun before, ever.
Nope. Ever. She has this wonderful, like, crooked elbow. She could be.
She like holds it above her head almost.
She could be 2.5 feet from you, and you would stand no chance of getting hit by that gun.
Also, he keeps aiming the assault rifle at her.
I know. Right. Gun safety first and foremost.
So they come out, and they don't have time to put on shoes because, you know.
Shoes! F shoes!
This is an invasion.
Shoes do not represent me.
And they shout back and forth at protesters, some of whom are black, some of them are white.
Yeah.
I have so many questions about this. Now, the first thing that I would like to ask is, now, this is obviously a very affluent neighborhood in St. Louis.
It's a really, really nice house that they're standing
Dude,
in front of.
Dude, that is the most amazing home I have ever seen on... That's just like on a street, like yeah. You're an ice house.
Yeah, it's not tucked
it's
back or anything.
Gigantic.
It is colossal, and yet the public street is like 10 feet from the dining room window.
It looks like a courthouse or like a government building or something, but it's just where Ken hangs out and packs heat.
I'm not going to lie. I would not want to live at that house.
Really?
Because of that. Like, that looks like a home that takes 8 minutes to get back into once you reach the front gate.
Well, I can assure you that they have other people there to take care of everything. You're not cleaning that thing, but Karen there in her yoga pants are not cleaning that
thing. But again,
thing.
That's not the point. The point is, it is so odd because that is a truly a mansion.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, right on the street. Very weird. You just don't see that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't go to enough rich neighborhoods.
It doesn't look very homey. It looks very, very courthousey.
What is that? The Ferris Bueller? His home is like a museum. It's very nice, very large, very cold. And you're not allowed to touch anything. I'm guessing if you go over to Ken and Karen's house here, there's a lot of that. Don't touch that.
I didn't see the dog. There's a dog that came out of the house, too. Did you see that?
Small dog?
No, it looks like a... you can barely see it, but it looks like a... collie type dog.
I do enjoy this.
He had a gun too.
Someone he had this strapped to his collar. He was ready to go. Someone has put together you can steal Ken's look. It's a Brooks Brother cotton performance polo in blush pink, Soho fit chinos, an 1818 leather belt, and then the Colt A4 AR-15. So if you want to put together look, someone has graciously done that for you, including links where you can click on it.
If we have Halloween this year, that will be a very popular costume.
No,
seriously,
question.
That is
going to be the number one Halloween costume. Yeah. This guy, no question about it.
The best is I would hope there's a couple that dresses up.
Yeah,
because the Ken look is great, but. Karen would make the whole thing.
With the black and white striped shirt.
Yeah. If you could get your gal to go as Karen, that would be ideal.
Now, there are a lot of people that are texting that saying that is a private street and it is a gated community. What I read was that somebody verified that it is not. And that then the protesters, you know, I got to go look it up now, because if that's wrong, then that's obviously a important distinction, but there were reports from media that said they looked that up. That is a public street, right alongside their house.
Someone texted in they broke into the gate or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Again,
I don't know.
Conflicting reports. Fake news.
Why is news so untrustworthy?
Fake news.
I just want the truth. Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a beautiful home.
Well, either way, they weren't having any of this. Don't you dare march in front of their house.
The pictures from this are just delightful. And the videos.
Does anybody hear what they say?
Yeah, you can watch the video.
I watched it, but
I couldn't hear their voices.
I couldn't hear them hear what they say.
Yeah, they were yelling back and forth. I don't think there was any. The one that I remember hearing, I think it was something like, keep moving. I think was what I remember hearing them say. Like, move it along, keep moving, or something like that. And then a couple of the protesters are, like, trying to get people, because people were filming them, and they're like, let's move it along because, well, they have guns. So it's just, we don't need anyone shot.
My favorite meme I've seen so far is the picture of the two of them, and the tagline is, when Subway forgets the mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's Mark McCloskey and his wife, Patricia.
Both attorneys.
Mark McCloskey. The house is 18,000 square feet.
Hey-o. By the way, one of my good buddies in Bend, Mark McCloskey. Lovely. Way to go, Marcus. You should be ashamed of yourself. Boy, they must do just fine for themselves. Yeah, someone's saying there's pictures of the home. Like the interior of it. I'm trying to see if I can find those.
Yeah, this says, video shows protesters walking through an open gate, which appears undamaged. Mark McCloskey told KMOV in St. Louis that protesters smashed through the historic wrought iron gate of Portland Place, destroying them rush toward my home where my family was having dinner outside and put us in fear of our lives.
Yeah, he was on. He was doing a little news report saying that, yeah, he indeed was fearful of his life, which I'm not really sure why, since they were just walking by his home. But
now he says it's private property. They say it's a public street.
Well, he wasn't having it. He said no. Now, some people are asking, is this illegal? Because, well, they were pointing guns at people.
Not on private property, though, right?
I guess in Missouri, there's a law that allows that to be okay.
Oh, okay.
You can do that out there? Right. Shocking.
Can I point guns at people? How does that work?
Boy, there's a whole thing with public and private streets there. God, this article's 8 miles long. Well, I'm reading.
Okay. I don't know how any of that works. I just think it's kind of a funny, it's a funny clip. And luckily no one was hurt. Calmer heads prevailed. And now we've been given a whole new round of memes. Again, not a lot of good has come from this. A lot of destruction, a lot of mayhem, but hopefully some positive change and good memes. So
okay, let me just read this to you. It says, a revitalized movement to limit access to St. Louis streets emerged during the 1970s and 1980s when the population of the city dwindled to half of what it had been in 1950, largely because white families moved to the surrounding suburbs. By the time Mayor Vincent Schommel left office in the mid-1980s, 285 streets had been blocked or diverted, most by decidedly less ornament concrete bollards known as Schommel pots. The program was entitled Operation Safe Street. It was praised at the time for lowering crime rates, though the long-term benefits have been less clear. In recent years, advocates have been trying to undo the closures in an attempt to knit the city back together, but some residents want to keep their cul-de-sac streets, especially the ones concentrated in high-wealth, predominantly white areas like Central West End.
Okay. So do we know if that's private or public?
Well, apparently it's not clear.
Okay.
There's yet another street-level delineation that keeps the Central West End exclusive. Delmar Avenue, the east-west artery, just a few blocks to the north, creates a barrier known as Delmar Divide that slices the city. Historically, neighborhoods north of Delmar were redlined because they were home to predominantly black communities. Yeah, so St. Louis is a very segregated... Well, this all came up, too, by... with the first... What was the name of the... St. Louis town with the first killing?
Oh, that was Michael Brown. Ferguson.
Yeah, so this came up with Ferguson, but hopefully people know that St. Louis is divided
well,
in
like
terms
East
of black communities yeah, and,
like
and white
East St. Louis is known as like my I had a buddy of mine who went to dental school down there, and they lived in East St. Louis, and it's just a bad neighborhood, and there is a lot of racial tension, and there's a lot of inequality, and it's a bad beat.
Fascinating times we're living in.
Well.
My dear friends.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that are chiming in and are like, good for them. Keep them off your property. Yeah.
Well, they weren't going. See, that's the thing is like
they weren't marching for their
they
home.
Don't
they
care
were going,
about the McCloskeys. No one cares about the McCloskeys.
They were going to the neighbors or they the neighbors. They were going to the mayor's house.
God.
Hey, you know what? McCloskey made sure of it.
Just in case.
Get out there with my gun. Hey, Barbara, get out there. Get the pistol out there.
Because this AR-15 may not be enough.
We got some people coming down.
That was the best comment you made. Is that is the first time she touched that pistol.
Ever.
The first time.
Ever. I've never seen a more uncomfortable like gun holding in my entire life. And it is adorable when you see someone fire a gun or hold a gun for the first time. It's just, it's baffling. And by the way, that might be the first time that Mark ever held a gun too. Just so you know, first rule of gun safety, don't point the loaded assault rifle at your wife. Just saying. Especially when your hand's on the finger's on the trigger. Not a good idea. Just saying. That's kind of gun safety 101.
She had her finger on the trigger and pointed at all the protesters.
Yeah, she did. Believe me. They were ready. She wasn't going to hit anything. She's going to shoot herself in the foot and that thing was going to...
You see her eyes? She looked...
She was pissed, though, man.
Determined.
I only have this gun in hopes that I never have to use it. Please give me a reason to use it. I have this for self-protection only. It's my last resort. Give me a reason. Just give me one reason. Squeeze off some rounds.
All right. Coming up next, another non-sports segment. I've got the Sacha Baron Cohen audio if you'd like it. Would you like it?
Yes.
There's a verbal yes. Here's Mike.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Yes, reading about... We're going to do another segment real quick on this St. Louis couple. Because we are getting a lot of people who are like, yeah, they protected their property. What would you guys do?
Certainly go out and face the armed protesters, because that's a good idea. I'd love to know the end plan there for old Mark, the McCloskeys. Let me give you a little tip here. First off, they were just walking by your house. Second, if you are fearful of your life, you know the best way to inflame that situation and make sure that they attack you and then kill you? Shoot one of them. I don't know if you've seen any of these other videos of, like, the dude with the bow and arrow, or when someone fires into the crowd. That tends to amp the crowd up a little bit. And for those of you that are like, yeah, protect the property, if someone does decide to spray paint your sidewalk or throw a brick at your car, guess what the appropriate response to that isn't? To shoot someone. That's a false equivalent there. Hey, someone threw something at my house. Shoot them! Maybe not. Maybe that's not the escalation of violence.
Well, why own guns, Duke?
Doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah, this is what they're for. F you.
And while you're doing that, again, don't point the gun at your wife. Just maybe. Oh. What would you do? Stay in my house? I don't know. Watch them peacefully walk by? I get it. If someone is actively trying to Van Damme your front door and light fire to your house with your family inside, I get it. But people walking by your house that don't look like you, probably not a fair assumption at that point to go outside and threaten everyone. Just saying, maybe. Like if someone's walking down my neighborhood, it's like my dog. If someone walks by my house, my dog freaks out. He's like, hey. What are you doing walking on my sidewalk?
Did you see the dog?
Same sort of thing.
The dog was holding the sign that said, help me.
Someone.
So there is a statement. Now, they're both attorneys, you said?
Yeah.
The McCloskeys.
Yeah. By the way, someone posted there's Facebook photos of their house. Dude, the thing is ridiculous.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, inside is nicer than the outside.
It looks like the Louvre.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, they did
exactly
well.
Where I want to live?
They did well.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what.
Hey, dude, that's a nice freaking house.
McCloskeys are doing just fine.
Darlene. And her little pistol. But it says both...
Pew, 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 pew.
Both Mr. and Mrs. McCloskey acted lawfully on their property, which sits on a private gated lane in the city of St. Louis. Their actions were born solely of fear and apprehension. The genesis of which was not race-related. In fact, the agitators responsible for the trepidation were white. So they're saying, because there were a bunch of protesters, some black, some white.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, if there were specific, they said the agitators responsible for the trepidation. In other words, they're kind of making it sound like it was fine until somebody, stirred them up, right? Like, I don't think that's the case. I think the McCloskeys have been waiting for this moment since,
again,
the 60s.
I own guns so that I never have to use them. Give me an excuse. Give me one chance.
I mean, he said they were sitting outside eating, so they were probably fine with everything until some white agitators stirred them up, and he's like, okay, now I'm going to go get my AR-15. Locked yeah, something in, tells me that's not true either.
Locked and loaded. Darlene, go get the 38. I never held. Don't worry about it. Just back me up. I wish upon anything there'd been like a little kid, like a 7-year-old. He's out there with like a 12 gauge, just ready to do this Ozark style. Let's go.
So here's the second part of their statement. I guess this must be from their attorney, but it said, "The Black Lives Matter movement is here to stay. It is the right message, and it is about time." And yes, he is their legal counsel, Mr. Albert S. Watkins. The McCloskeys want to make sure no one thinks less of Black Lives Matter. its message and the means it is employing to get its message out because of the actions of a few white individuals who tarnished a peaceful protest. By the way, that is such bullcrap. Absolute bullcrap.
You're saying bull roar. Look, all I know is I'm going to go home and I'm going loaded for bear. Don't you dare. Just if anyone's protesting the olds in my neighborhood, don't you dare walk by my house. Coming outside fully armed. We're doing this. I'm going to go with one of those big red wiffle ball bats. It's going to be my protest. It's going to be my warning. Don't make me do it. All my little kids out there packed.
But
break
I just
the
think,
chainsaw out.
I think it's fascinating. I love talking about this kind of stuff. Like, doing this show, doing a show, any show, is like one giant human experiment. And anytime we talk about things like this, boy, we get the other side of the, you know, the coin of opinions, which is always fascinating to me. How many of them there are and how dug in they are about things like this.
Sure. I mean, look, there's people.
Like, this is hilarious to me, but to some people, it's like the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And this is exactly why they own guns, and this is exactly why, you know, here, they live in a, what'd they call it, this, what'd they say, the Dunbar or whatever street that was. The
Dunbar.
I mean, it's literally like, honey, here come the blacks. Get the guns. Get the guns. They're finally crossing. I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yet, people defend actions like this. Like, it's just fascinating.
There
to
is
me.
A whole, and look, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I am with you. I am fascinated by the, and I've heard plenty of people throughout this whole thing that share this opinion. It's like, you come onto my property, you're dead. I'm like, what if they're just coming on? Like, they're just walking through. Nope, can't do it. I'm like, even again, this is my point. Like, even if someone throws something at your house, again, not saying it's right, not saying you should be able to do that, but I am fascinated at the idea of someone throws something at your garage or throws something at your car, the appropriate level of response, kill that person. Nope, you are dead. You are 100%. No, will not stand for that. Not in my house. That is fascinating. I also think that a lot of people, unfortunately, would find out that if you do that and you shoot someone that threw something at your car, that's not like the police come and high-five you and are like, hey, everything's hunky-dory. I literally had this conversation like 10 days ago with someone.
I'm just picturing the police walking up to them like, nice job, Mark.
Dude, I had this conversation with
good
someone
shooting, Jax.
On come a golf course a drink. Like 10 days ago over this exact same thing, and had to tell him that you just can't shoot someone for like a random act of vandalism. And like, it did not compute in his head. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that doesn't work.
We've been meaning to talk to you about this. You might be wanted for
murder. Like, there's just like, not everything is a slam dunk. Like, if someone's just like standing in your backyard, you just can't go. You just can't just go outside blazing and be like, well, he was in my yard. Understand, you just can't shoot someone for no reason. I do think there's this misnomer out there that if anyone does anything remotely around you, that it's just the wild, wild west, Yosemite Sam country. And it's just not the case. We've seen too many Dirty Harry movies, too many Clint Eastwood flicks. Guns don't kill people, I do. You know, there's a fine line between that and someone breaking in your house coming to kill you.
I like what JR says here. He texts us and says, great, now they're blaming the white man. Haven't we endured enough?
Yes. Damn it.
The McCloskey, here's another one, says, the McCloskeys do not see color, except the colors in their several Monet originals.
Hey, I had nothing against the McCloskeys. Both worked hard, two attorneys. You got a kick-ass house, but maybe, just maybe, save the Rambo act, right?
And by the way, the idea of you don't see color, that is a no-no-no. You know,
yeah,
that
you can't
right.
say that.
Because that means
you don't see the plot.
You don't, right. You don't see the differences between, you don't see the, you know, the racism. So you can't say that. I heard a cop say that. I heard an interview with a cop, like one of the head of the police union guy.
Yeah.
Say that. And boy, he got shot down real fast.
Yeah, that's a.
And he's like, well, wait, here's what I meant. Yeah. Well, not anymore.
All I know is I got to go home and. Well, first I got to get an AR-15, and then I got to get a pink polo, And I think I got some khaki somewhere, and then I'm good to go.
If you get an AR-15, make sure you get it with a really cool Call of Duty camouflage on it. Like, really bright and, like, pink and purple, just so you can really stand out when you're standing in your yard.
One of those big, like, sniper scopes on it.
Yep. Put a giant suppressor on the front of it.
A silencer. Unfortunately, like, none of my firearms, they're not cool at all. Man, I got no cachet. Like, no one's going to be intimidated.
Well, Karen's firearm isn't cool, but hey, she went out there ready to go.
I'm going to go outside. And next time, I'm going to hold my gun like that. I look one-handed. Shaky. Let's do this.
Well, chalk up another stereotypical American meme.
Yep.
Karen and Ken.
The McCloskeys. By the way,
they called him Ken Chad,
this is,
bro.
This is why they make fun of us, guys.
I am totally texting my buddy, whose name is Mark McCloskey, and I'm making fun of him. Way to go, Mark.
All right. One more. The McCloskeys are how I imagine Mike's parents living and acting in New Jersey.
You could not be further from the truth.
Now that's
but
funny.
That is very funny.
That is funny.
I want Gary.
That
out,
is not.
I want Gary out there in a wife beater and like a headband that he's tied on.
Now
but
wait.
It's not a real headband. It's just a tie that he's put on there.
Are Ma and Pa Lynch packing?
No.
All right.
I know where to loot next.
Neither are Ma and Pa Rob.
Going to the
at
Lynch
least I don't think. I don't think they are.
In Kansas?
Yeah. Well. You know, it used to be a hunting thing. You know, everybody had the hunting case, you know, whatever. Yeah. But they don't have one. My dad did when he grew up, but not at our house.
So am I the only one that can go all McCloskey here on the program? No one else is armed?
On this show, right.
Yes. See?
On other shows, I'm guessing Cleland has a arsenal.
I think Cam would laugh. Laugh at my puny munitions.
I don't know if there's anybody else that would have.
Who, I don't think anyone.
Most
else.
Likely, gun owners on the fan are you and Cam.
Yeah.
I mean, look at you.
I got rid of most of mine. I think I've only
oh,
got
most of them. Right.
I've only got two left.
Yeah. Why would you need more than two? Silly.
I got two. I got one for each hand, just in case anyone wants to come.
Dual wielding, smart.
Well, you never know when crap's gonna get hairy at Fairway Village when the olds are gonna have an uprising. I gotta be ready.
Yeah. The thing is that once you dual wield, the person with the AR is gonna beat the dual wield every time. Video games taught me that.
You think Madge over at Fairway Village, like in her golf cart? I'm just now imagining like one of the olds because they all drive around in golf carts, like. The Madge is driving it, and then Phil's hanging out the side with the AR-15, just roaming Fairway
now
Village.
That's a drive-by shooting.
Because I do say, like, I go for walks a lot at night, and I'll go strolling through, and I walk through those neighborhoods. And let me tell you, a lot of lights go on, and a lot of stares happen. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's after 8:30. Why is anyone out on the streets, and what's this guy up to?
You ever hear?
Keep moving. Keep moving. Oh, what's happening?
It's more like, keep moving.
Well, it'd probably be
move
more like
along. How does this thing work? Mod.
The best is
it on?
If the special lady friend's walking with me, she's Japanese, so then we get the dual threat. We're like, hey, there's some awkward looking white guy with tattoos, and he's got a person of color with him. This ain't gonna stand.
Come back to where you're from.
You're on the golf course after hours. You're not allowed.
God. What a... Never mind. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
45, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't...
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
And here he is. What's up? Dude,
here I am. What's up, Rob?
Nothing. Yeah, thanks. I heard you filled in for me.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that I show up to do your job and I just have a plain black mic screen, and then one day later, Big Suit gets fancy new colors.
Yeah,
I'm talking into the pink right now. You
he's the only one with his own color.
Well, he's kind of a diva, so that makes sense.
Right.
Well, I'm going to see if Heather will bedazzle this for me. If anyone could rhinestone it out, it would
hey,
be your wife.
Let's talk about that. Thanks to your wife for the, what do we call this?
The bag of happiness.
Yeah, the mix.
Yeah, the Bag of Happiness. She's sitting right here. She's dying to know what you think of it.
Oh, my God, I love
this
it.
This is amazing.
It's one of the best mixes I've ever had.
And it's so eclectic. You would never think to put any of this in a mix, and yet it somehow all works together. And I'm going to say the wasabi peas, that's a revelation.
Okay,
yeah.
Would you like to state what's in there for the listeners?
We've got some M&Ms. We've got, I don't know what you call the little wafer things that are always in like a good bar mix. What are those called?
I mean, John can tell you more.
Yeah, John.
That's why I didn't want to list it off because I don't know what any of that stuff's called.
Yeah, they're sesame sticks.
Sesame sticks.
Okay, and then peanuts.
There's toffee peanuts, regular peanuts,
yeah,
spicy
there's chocolate.
Peanuts.
Like, there's, what are those?
Chocolate-covered raisins and yogurt-covered raisins.
Yeah, come on now.
There's some sort of weird triangle-like piece. I don't know. It's
it's the black and the white.
What?
It's the black and the white, Rob. It's the chocolate-covered raisins and the yogurt-covered raisins. Together, harmony.
That's great. Yeah. Tell her thank you. For that.
Yes, I will. This is how bad she wanted you guys to have it today. I was supposed to take it this morning and drop it off at my brother's house, and I forgot. Mm. And so I texted her this morning and said, I blew it. I forgot. I'll have to do it tomorrow. Nope. She got in the car and drove it to my brother's house on her own today.
Oh, my God.
She wanted you guys to have it today.
And I will tell you, in no way did she or you oversell the Bag of Happiness.
No, it's great.
That's the real deal.
You need to. You guys need to bottle that up and start a business.
That needs to be in a bar mix somewhere.
Come
I would
on,
drink there.
Well, she could not be happier to hear that. She's glowing right now. And I appreciate you guys' compliments. Glad you enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, go back
and
have
it. All right, bye. Yeah, it's really good. And, you know, the other thing, too, is it's the right mix of everything. In other words, there's not too much of one thing or too little of one thing.
No, nothing dominates.
But only we can enjoy it.
Sorry. Sorry, folks. You're right. They should bottle it.
That's our white privilege.
It's not white,
white
privilege
blessings.
Anymore. White blessings.
Count your white blessings.
There you go.
All right, we got to run. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
I just have always preferred the whites.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.